Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody doing? Many blessings to everyone. Many, many blessings to everyone. Now, I wanted to go ahead and definitely get you guys on some new tips that I really just learned myself and really am considering myself. Now, first tip is actually what I experienced over the weekend, just this weekend. Now, it went along with this fitness mingle. Now, they're calling it a fitness mingle, but to me, it wasn't really a mingle when it's mostly female. So I don't know what mingling means when everyone's there and they're mostly female. So, and the men that were there were also already coupled with someone. So the fitness mingle was a two-hour mingle or exercise event on a boat in Philly. You exercise for an hour, and we were actually supposed to sit for an hour and actually be able to eat and talk. Now, of course, the time ran over just a little bit because of the fact that there was a few late birds coming, so we kind of started the class kind of late, and by the time we really stopped everything and was able to eat, probably had about 20 minutes max to eat and really try to come down off the high of exercising. Now, the way that they end the event was with line dancing, which is really pretty cool. They played the song Cupid Shuffle, and they also played the song Wobble, and they also played the song Watch Me from the new era of music. The young kid's name is Salento. So it was pretty awesome. They used workouts from the HIIT strategy, in which that means high-intensity cardio. You know, we were doing a lot of movements on the boat. Now, the boat didn't just sit still. It wasn't like an event where you actually just was on a boat and it sat still. No, this boat did a whole circle around the Delaware River. We got the chance to see Camden and the Ben Franklin Bridge and a lot of sights if you really were paying attention. I mean, it's kind of hard to pay attention if you're too busy jumping and exercising. So, but when I did get the chance to really sit for 30 seconds or for a minute, I was enjoying the scenery. Now, that is a great idea only because you're actually outside, you're not in a park, you're on a boat, and the resistance from the boat that the boat gives is that extra resistance for the body, which I find that good, especially when you're doing high-intense cardio. Now, for anyone else that has already experienced something like that, then, you know, high five to you. If you've not ever experienced it, I say definitely try to find if your area is doing it for you, or not doing those type of events, then definitely make yourself a part of it because it's really good if you're into stuff like that. So, also, I also wanted to let you guys know that the class that I'm in is organizational communication. Now, for some of you that know what that is, high five, that's great. Because you're really integrated into your company, and that means you're really focused on making sure that your marketing strategies are really diverse to be incorporated in the global multicultural sector or landscape of however you want to word it, of your company. So, and you're managing it pretty well. But for some people that don't know what it is, organizational communication is generally what it is how your company manages multicultural communication. They're using big terms, and which is really not really that. To me, see, one thing about terminology in school is that really you shouldn't have to use big words to get clear across message. You should just be able to talk as simple as you and I talking in a conversation. So what it truly just means is how diverse or how social media and technology has evolved so well within the society, which in companies, how it advanced so well to which makes a company succeed or fail. So it all depends on how you manage it, how you use it. Now, I've noticed that creativity is a must lately. because the way the social media and society has really been doing everything is you have to be creative to catch anybody's attention nowadays. If you're not catching someone's attention, they're not going to pay attention, even if it's something that's directed towards that person's culture. So it's all how you captivate your audience is what it really matters. So definitely, if that's something that you're really been focusing on with your branding of your business and trying to figure out how to get a different market to take notice of your company, read into organizational communication. And as I said to you guys before, take a course on it. If you don't want to take a course in it, that's fine. Find a book that has all that information and just read about it. If you don't find that you understand it very well, then try to find other ways to really fully educate yourself on what it is. So that way you can use your team effectively. Now, another thing is that I wanted to share with you guys, and which I'm also considering myself, maybe taking on a project of that, maybe one company every maybe 2 to 5 years. Now, what I'm trying to say to you guys is this, right? How about, have you ever considered, and if you have considered, then you may already have the capital, or you may not have the capital, but have you ever considered actually just being an investor for a company? A small local business that's really trying to get off the ground. Now, I thought of this idea already before. However, I didn't have the capital then. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is, in order to really start to get some different avenues until your business starts to soar, because you never know, when you actually are an investor to someone else, they're promoting you. So if you want to be an investor to another company, a local small business that are just starting up from the ground up and are in need of capital, and you have the capital, work out a contract with that local company. That way you have a revenue coming from that company. And if that company starts to soar and do very well, then fine. It's like an IRA. You know how if you don't know what an IRA is, an IRA is your retirement investment plan for yourself when you get older, in which you can only really truly start to cash out on it when you're like 65 without a penalty. But they say 59 and a half, whatever. But you end up having to pay taxes on it when you start to take the money out. Now, within the IRA, it's not just a savings account. What they do is they take the money and they put it in another company, in which that company takes that money and tries to turn it around to get you more money. So if you're going to be an investor on a small local company, try to manage it like you're managing your IRA. Put money into a company and hope. Now, this is not the stocks. You're not putting money into their stocks and bonds. You're putting money into them to invest them in order to gain off of what they're bringing in, what their revenue is. And you're only just going to ask for a certain percentage and write a contract out where, you know, it could be for a 5-year term. It could be for a 10-year term. However long did you want that term for with that company, or how long are you going to invest in them? So that way they have your generated income for their capital, and then by the year end, you get what they've generated for the whole year. You pretty much get some of that back, or all of it, or plus a gain. I would say do that one company 1 year, maybe give it about 2-3 years, take another company, maybe you want to take a company every year if it starts to really look like a profit to you. Just be careful of who you're investing your money in. It's just like your time. Be careful who you invest your time in, because all that matters. You know, it's kind of hard to, with society being in such a financial crisis the way it is, you know, you might not have the capital for it, but you're probably that person that's actually looking for capital. So maybe you might want to give this idea to someone else. Like, hey, listen, you know, I'm just looking for an investor. A lot of people are. But an investor that's actually going to take a certain percentage of your company to pay them back is pretty much what's going to have to happen. Now, I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. But I've mentioned this before to you guys, is to try to find different ways to gain some revenue if it's not coming from your business at this point in time. Because I know businesses are suffering, but there's a lot of small local companies that are blossoming because of the fact that when you're out here giving your money to the bigger companies. The bigger companies are actually cheating. In a sense, they're cheating because they have to raise their prices because the prices that they have to pay have been raised on them. So then it's like people automatically have to lower what they do, which means go to local small companies in order to get what they can get from the big companies. So just be mindful of that. You know, before you know it, a lot of small companies are going to be blossoming more and more and the big companies are just either going to plateau like they've already been, or they're just going to keep growing. So it's just a matter of what society is going to be changing into in the near future. So moving on. So those are the two tips. So I just want you guys to really take heed to all that and really advance yourselves as much as you can within your market, within your field. I've said this before to you guys, you know, you just have to stay above the game because the game is advancing, and it's either you're going to be a part of it or you're not going to be a part of it. And all that matters and shows in your records when, you know, in the quarterly mark or, you know, at the tail end of the year and you're looking at everything like, well, what did we do wrong? But don't be afraid of failure. That is one thing we should not be afraid of, in which a lot of people are, including me. We don't want to feel fear. Excuse me, can't talk tonight. We don't want to fail. You know, we just want to be successful and be successful in everything we do. But see, that's the thing. If you don't fail, if you don't learn anything, how do you really think that you're mastering anything if someone's not telling you that you did something wrong? I mean, sometimes people tell you that you did something wrong. It's just because they're just bitter. You know, they're self-absorbed and they don't like being hurt or whatever, rejected or neglected, whatever their feelings are, okay? So really just take time and understand your market, understand your business in your market and where you stand within your business in that market. So another thing is, it's very important, I've said this to you guys multiple times too, another thing is it's very important for us to take time out for ourselves. Now, I was talking to a guy today who's in a different, who's in the same, what do you call it, sector as my company is in. Not my company, but the company I work for. And, you know, he was telling me, you know, even though this weekend is coming up and he gets his 2 days off from work, his work is technically not done because he has work around the house to do. It's understandable. Either way you look at it, you're still going to be home. You're still going to be able to take that 5 to 10 minutes to yourself and just get that peace and quiet. Be able to just tune out the world if you truly can. And I know a lot of people, people run themselves into the ground. It's not healthy, mentally or physically. Also, I wanted to tell you guys that the results of my exercising, in which this is why I tell you guys to exercise, is good for you. Eat healthy, be healthy, eat clean, and exercise. It's actually starting to show its fruits of its labor. And I say that because I'm doing it all by myself. I have a personal trainer. I'm finally getting my thyroid under control, and I'm just really excited about the changes that are happening. So as you guys can hear, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. Please, please, please remember that you can always replay the archive shows. Don't hesitate. Don't be scared to, or don't be lazy, because it could be some past tips that you probably missed that could help you as of this week and or next week. So definitely replay the archive shows. You guys can email me at foryourimagellc@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, see what I'm doing on the days that I'm not talking to you guys. Okay, on Instagram, it's @StewyChewy, StewyChewy. And I look forward to hearing some feedback from you guys. I know I don't say much and give props where it's due to some people who have given their feedback, but trust me, guys, I look forward to your feedback. So it's very important that I know that are need to be said to help you guys. All right, so you guys have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you guys again.